Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 30 through verse 65. The men of Ramah and Geba, 620. The men of Michmas, 120. The men of Beth El and Ai, 120. The men of the other Nebo, 50. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The children of Haram, 320. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. The children of Sanaa, 3,930. The priests, the children of Jediah, of the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Amur, 1,052. The children of Pashur, 1,247. The children of Haram, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua, of Kadmiel, and of the children of Hodeva, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 148. The porters, the children of Shalom, the children of Ader, the children of Talmon, the children of Akab, the children of Hatita, the children of Shobai, 138. The Nethinims, the children of Zia, the children of Hashufa, the children of Tabath. The children of Karis, the children of Sia, the children of Padan. The children of Labana, the children of Hagaba, the children of Shalmai. The children of Hanan, the children of Gedel, the children of Gahar. The children of Reiah, the children of Rezin, the children of Nakoda. The children of Gazam, the children of Azza, the children of Phaziah. The children of Besai, the children of Munim, the children of Nephishasim. The children of Bakbek, the children of Hakufa, the children of Harher. The children of Basleth, the children of Mahida, the children of Harsha. The children of Barkos, the children of Sisera, the children of Tama. The children of Neziah, the children of Hadapha. The children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Sophereth, the children of Perida, the children of Jala, the children of Darkon, the children of Gedel, the children of Shepathiah, the children of Hadal, the children of Pochereth of Zebaim, the children of Ammon. All the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants, were 392. And these were they which went up also from Telephone Mela, Telephone Harisha, Cherub, Adon, and Amur. But they could not show their father's house, nor their seed, whether they were of Israel. The children of Deliah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nakoda, 642. And of the priests, the children of Habeah, the children of Kaz, the children of Barzillai, which took one of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite to wife, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore were they, as polluted, put from the priesthood. And the Tirshatha said unto them, that they should not eat of the most holy things, till there stood up a priest with Urim and Thummim. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1 through verse 25. Follow after charity, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification, and exhortation, and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except ye interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? And even things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say Amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. Yet in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Wherefore tongues are for a sign. Not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned, or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face he will worship God, and report that God is in you of a truth.